Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Should you still be looking for holiday gifts for the sports fans on your list, we're here to help with the Only a Game Sports Holiday Gift Guide, XV.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay.
You might want to consider an especially useful product decorated with the logo of the college or pro team of some lucky recipient's choice. Kevin Draws of the Memory Company hopes you will.
Well, it's a tin lunchbox, sort of a throwback from, childhood for those who remember carrying one of those to school. Young and old alike, college or pro enthusiasts will be proud to use this, whether in the lunchroom or, even taking it to work.
Now, in the photograph that I'm looking at, there's also what looks to be a salami and cheese sandwich and some delicious-looking muffins and an apple. Does that all come with?
Food and beverages not included.
Oh. John Youngblood of Guts and Glory Tennis is offering a food and beverages-related gift item, too. It's a very colorful little vest, which you can wrap around a bottle of wine. You get a bottleneck-sized sweatband, too, which is purely decorative. Useful is not the adjective that jumps to mind in connection with this item.
It has absolutely no purpose except for pure enjoyment. It's a folly item. I don't know that it actually makes the wine taste any better at all.
Well, I worry about one thing, though. Am I to assume that tennis fans aren't snobs? Because, you know, some people buy wine to show off their taste, and you got to be able to see the label to know that somebody's got great taste in wine, and you got this little vest covering the label.
Oh, but tennis players are cheap. They're very cheap. If you find tennis balls for $2, you find tennis players lined up for miles to get them. So the fact that the butler covers up the label is actually an advantage in many cases.
Well, you can put anything under that.
Absolutely.
For fans of speed with less to spend, we've got another possibility, as long as the recipient of the gift enjoys romance novels set in the glitzy world of NASCAR. Pamela Britton is a prolific author of same. When we talked, I prevailed upon her to read the first few lines of her contribution to A NASCAR Holiday 2.
Oh my gosh, Mom, he is so hot. Maggie Taylor rested her fingertips on the steering wheel of her Ford Tempo, trying to ignore her daughter as she stared at the man who was, well, hot.
I like the fact that you laughed after three lines yourself.
Well, you know, it is kind of weird to read your own words. You know, I wrote that story well over a year ago, so mm-hmm. I will reread what I wrote, and I'll be like, that's a good line. That's pretty darn funny.
Though Ms. Britton's romance stories set in the world of NASCAR have sold well, she has learned that in at least one venue, they're unwelcome.
One driver said that if he caught any of his crew reading the books, they would be fired.
That wouldn't be good. So perhaps for the holidays, those pit crews and countless other fortunate people should receive Only a Game, my new book, which you can get by visiting onlyagame.org and clicking on the book, or by visiting a bookstore, or by...
Don't make me come in there.
Ah, it's our producer, Karen Given, who's a little anxious for me to get on to the next potential gift. In our ever-widening and ever-sillier search for sports-related gifts, during this Yuletide season, the Only a Game staff visited the Cambridge, Massachusetts headquarters of Harmonix, the creators of a new video game called Rock Band.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
This is our host.
Adjoining the company's cavernous lunch area is a cluttered playroom that invites people like, well, like the Only a Game staff to indulge in their particular rock and roll fantasies, or, as the case may be, in their rock and roll nightmares.
Where are the strings?
That's Only a Game producer Gabe O'Connor, who'd found a white plastic bass-like but stringless virtual instrument. Weekly commentator Charlie Pierce rifled through Rock Band's playlist of about 60 songs and grabbed the microphone.
Mississippi Queen! You know what I mean!
with yours truly on the electronic drums, Charlie howling the lyrics, Gabe on bass, and producer and former rock guitarist Gary Wallach also trying to figure out how to play without strings, the Mountain Classic went reasonably well. Until it didn't. We struggled to keep up with the lyrics and the moving bass, guitar, and drum parts, represented by colorful moving lines on the gigantic flat-screen television.
Hold on, what happened?
Song failed!
Yeah, you're going to have to get a drummer who can keep time. It's obvious.
The word failed began flashing, followed by an argument between the virtual band members, who, it must be said, looked more the part than we did. A moment later, another message on the screen implied that Gabe, all 6 feet, 8 inches of him, hadn't been going all out.
Hey, you were hoarding your energy, dude.
I'm large. I can't help it.
It turns out that by playing his part more energetically, Gabe might have saved the rest of us from failing. In this game, if enough foam musicians fail utterly, the music stops, no matter how enthusiastically Charlie or anybody else is singing. Anyway, the first few songs we played encouraged us to seek an easier song. With Gabe still on bass, producer Karen Given on drums, and Gary doing his best Joey Ramone, we wrestled Blitzkrieg Bop into submission.
This one's harder! Not a clue! So bad! So bad!
Hey! Oh!
Sorry!
Let's go! Hey! Oh! Let's go! Smile in the back seat!
Get the microphone away from me! It's awful! Failed again! I have no rhythm! What am I doing?
Hey! Oh! Let's go! Hey,
I am not a drummer.
Let's go! Hey! Oh! Let's
go! Sorry, guys.
The idea here is that a group of people can learn to play together. Rock band also can be a competition, either among the members of a band, say to see who fails first, or against another band. Though Dan Teasdale, a senior designer at Harmonix, says the holiday season has seen families embracing it for collaborative rather than competitive purposes.
We found it draws a lot of people together. We heard a lot of reports at Thanksgiving of people bringing rock band to their families' homes and putting it in front of three generations of people and having them all come together and play as a band on a whole range of rock songs. Having that as a unifying experience for your whole family playing music is just is an amazing feeling.
Assuming you already have an Xbox 360 or a PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3, you can install the elements of Rock Band for about $450. Harmonix says it plans to offer more songs in the future, but just one word of caution. If you do it, stay away from Roxanne.
Roxanne! You don't have to boot on the red light. You don't have to boot on the red light. Boot on the red light. Boot on the red.
I think we blew up.
Could we maybe fade that under some Christmas music? Could we do that, please? Like right now? Thank you. Thank you very much. The Only a Game gift guide will be featured in Saturday's program, so remember to turn the radio off toward the end of the show if you don't want to hear that rendition of Roxanne again. We'll also be discussing the Mitchell Report and the various responses, rational and otherwise, that it's likely to provoke. We'll have a story about the year's worst football team, the Miami Dolphins, as they stumble toward a level of notoriety never before realized in the NFL. And we'll also compare Sunday's Jets-Patriots game to various other historical mismatches, athletic and otherwise. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the show at onlyagame.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.